All right. Guys, this is my last time to say this to this particular group, but my name is Jermaine Harrison. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, comfort, a critical spirit, and performance-based acceptance. Hey guys, great to be here with you. So I'm going to recap what we've walked through this semester, and then we're going to give you some time in your step groups to either work on your testimonies or share some of your big takeaways from the last 12 weeks. But overall, I just wanted to say how encouraged I am by you guys and how proud I am of you of taking this journey to walk the steps toward healing. And, you know, maybe certain steps were more consequential for you than others, but I'm so proud of teenagers, a majority of you teenagers, some of you a little younger, but teenagers deciding, hey, you know what I want to spend 12 weeks doing? I want to spend 12 weeks just really considering the hurt, the pain, the challenges, the difficulties, or just ways that I want to grow in my relationship with the Lord. That's not a small thing. And so I just want to say I'm so encouraged by you guys' commitment to be driving from halfway across the world in Royce City, or even from just down the road. I really am so grateful for you guys and for your commitment. This has been really, really a gift and a blessing. So by way of recap, let's walk through the acronym HEALING. We've seen that H stands for help. We are broken and powerless to heal on our own. We admit that we desperately need help. And so that's where we started. And we moved from that state of understanding that we need help to entirely trusting God. To believe that a powerful and loving God exists, we turn our lives completely over to Him. And that step is essential for the rest of the recovery process. That we understand that it is not because of us or any ability on our own that we can experience healing, but it is truly through entrusting our lives to God. And then we move on and we assess the situation. We courageously and thoroughly examine our lives and invite others to walk with us. And so we dig deep and we dig everywhere to just uncover the ways that we have experienced brokenness, whether by our own choice or things that have been done outside of our control. But we assess the situation. And then we move on from there to L in the acronym for healing, and it's life change. We take action and make changes that God wants to make in our lives. We repent, we follow, we commit our lives to Him. And then I is we initiate new habits. We do our part to make peace with others by following God's plan for forgiveness and reconciliation and amends. And then where are we in this word? Yes, new habits. We seek God daily. Our faith grows and we continue to walk the steps toward healing. And tonight, we're wrapping up with the G in the word healing, and that is to go and share. As we experience new life in Christ, we invite others to walk the steps of healing, toward healing with us. We go and share. And so to illustrate what this point in the recovery process is talking about, I want to share something with you. When you've been impacted by something, you invite other people to experience it as well. So this last summer, as most summers, my wife and our kids, well, my wife and I decide we're going to go on a tour of, you know, some sort of food group. So we've gone on a burger tour, and this last summer we decided we're going to go on a journey to discover the best ice cream in Dallas. We pick things that our kids would actually like, you know, so we're not doing sushi or something because they won't want it. So we chose ice cream. So we'd go to dinner as a family, and then we would go get ice cream somewhere after, and we would rate it based on the ambiance, the price, the kid-friendliness, like all of those different things. And guys, you don't need to figure it out. You don't need to go on a journey to discover the best ice cream in Dallas, because I've already figured it out. And I'm going to tell you. Okay? So here's a picture of us at the best ice cream place in Dallas, Texas. Parlor's Ice Cream. Now, some of you might see that and you might go, what about Brahms? What about Andes? Well, Andes doesn't count as custard. It's not the same. Anyways, you might have some objection in your mind, but let me tell you, we walked into this Parlor's ice cream. It's in Lake Highlands kind of area. And when we walked in, we were greeted with the delicious sweet smell of all sorts of creamy goodness. Then the customer service was fantastic. The flavors of ice cream were delicious and unique. You know, not just your typical vanilla and, you know, whatever, mint chocolate chip or whatever you like. Those things are there, but there's also some delicious flavors. And on top of all of that, it was delicious, it was well-priced, it was great customer service, the creamiest of ice creams. As we were standing in line ordering our ice cream, we look out the window and my wife goes, is that Scotty Scheffler? And I was like, no, it's not Scotty Scheffler. Actually, wait a second. It is Scotty Scheffler. For those of you who don't know, he's the number one golfer in the world. And he's from Highland Park, Texas. And he was just, when we were at the ice cream place, he was at the U.S. Open. I think that was the tournament that was happening. And he did terribly. And he left. I think he got cut he didn't make the cut, sorry, if I'm remembering correctly. And so he flew back to Dallas. And he was just going to get ice cream with his wife and his newborn baby at Parlor's. And so they walk inside, and literally we're just like trying to be chill, and they start talking to us. They're like, oh, we love your kids. You know, how long have you guys, like literally Scotty and his wife are having this conversation with us, and it was so fun. They're really normal, and they're awesome, and I'll continue to root for him. But anyways, Parlor's not only has good ice cream, great flavor options, great price, great customer service, but you could also meet Scotty Scheffler. So there you have it. If you've never had, yep, thank you. I start with that illustration or that idea because all of us can relate to that. If you've tried something or if you've had some experience or had some sort of experience, you want to, and you've loved it and you enjoyed it, what do you become? You become an evangelist for that thing. When people ask me, what place should I go to get ice cream? I tell them to go to Parlor's because of my experience of it. And so because I've been changed, you know, by that experience, I share and talk about it often when the topic of ice cream comes up. Now, that is way insignificant in comparison to what we're talking about, but I think it's a great way to illustrate it. That if you have been transformed, if Christ has truly entered your heart, your life, and he has shaped the way you think, helped you heal from some of the struggles and difficulties you walked into this room with, you can't help but share if he truly has changed you. In fact, you can't invite others to experience life change that you haven't experienced yourself in the first place, right? And so it's really important for us all to make sure that we're on the same page. If you get nothing else out of this program over this last 12 weeks, is that God loves you so much. He loves you so dearly that he became us. He became one of us. He became human so that he could live perfectly and that he could be the only appropriate sacrifice for our sin. Jesus died for your sin and my sin. He held every sin that would ever be committed by any human being on himself as he hung on the cross for you because he loved you, because he wants to have a relationship with you and he wants you to be reconciled with him. And he didn't stay dead. He rose again from the dead, victorious over every sin and victorious over anything that would separate us from God. Guys, that is good news. That is amazing news. That is the only news that is powerful enough to help us, to allow us to experience the healing that we've been talking about throughout this program. And so, if that has been true of you, Psalm 96 verses 1 through 3 should mark your life. Psalm 96 verses 1 through 3. Says this, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things that he does. Like, you can look at those verses and see the highlighted words. Sing, proclaim, publish, tell everyone. There's this sense of, if Christ has changed you, the natural response is to tell others about the ways that he has changed you and is transforming you more and more into his image and his likeness. And so maybe as you reflect on the last 12 weeks, you look back with just gratitude of how the Lord has allowed you to see your hurt and see the difficulty and see the pain in your life in a new way. Because it's been showered with the truth of the gospel and you've been reminded of your new identity in Christ if you've placed your faith and trust in him. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to celebrate. We're going to sing, proclaim, publish, and tell everyone about what God has done. And so specifically, we're going to do that in our step groups by sharing with our step groups ways that the Lord has worked in our lives, maybe even sharing your own testimony as a part of your step group time, or spending some time writing your testimony if you haven't already. And then we'll come back in here at the end of the evening. So we'll be in our step groups until around 7:30 or 7:35. And then we'll come back into this room and we will just truly have an open mic. And the open mic will be available for any one of you guys to come up here and to practice Psalm 96, 1 through 3, to sing, to proclaim, to publish, to tell everyone about the marvelous deeds of the Lord, how he has changed you, how he's helped you to see something differently. And so, yeah. And when you come up, I'd love for you to introduce yourself, obviously sharing the ways that the things that you're recovering from. But lastly, I wanted to share something that I've been learning going through regeneration myself. So our leaders have had us start to practice not only sharing the things that we're recovering from, but also to practice sharing about our identity in Christ, okay? So when you think about it, you say your name. Hey, my name is Jermaine Harrison. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from fill in the blank. What they've also done is challenged us to remind ourselves of our identity in Christ. So here's a photo of my workbook where we got to think about some ways. The reason it looks all scribbly like that is because I was working on my regen homework and my daughter wanted to color. And so there you go. She's coloring while I'm reflecting on my life. Literally, that was exactly what was happening. But anyways, you see this list down here that describes your new identity. And so I want to encourage you and remind you and maybe even tell you for the very first time. Your sin, your brokenness, your pain, your struggles, those don't define you. If you've placed your faith and trust in Jesus, you are united with Christ. And what he is, you are. What belongs to him belongs to you as an heir of the Son of God. And so these are the characteristics that should mark your new identity: loved, accepted, chosen, forgiven, an heir, a friend, a saint, a sharer in his nature, one who bears spiritual fruit. I sent this screenshot to your leaders so they can send it out to you as well. And even if you don't necessarily figure out which ones you want to pick tonight, I hope that you look back on this and just go, man, what aspects of my identity in Christ do I need to remind myself of on a regular basis? And so the way to practice it, or let me give you the example, is my name is Jermaine Harrison. I have a new life in Christ. I am accepted. I am a friend of God. I am someone with direct access to his throne, and I'm recovering from control, comfort, critical spirit, and performance-based acceptance. You see it? So it's not just, hey, here are the struggles and challenges that I'm working through, but also here's what's just true of me because I'm united with Christ. Make sense? So we'll let you guys spend some time in your step groups just reflecting on this semester. And man, I hope that it's an encouraging time. So we'll dismiss you guys and we'll be back in here, leaders, at 7:35 for our open mic time. We'll see you soon.